Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hi, welcome to Astrology Alchemy and the podcast for the Aries full moon on October 13th, 2019. It happens at 2:07 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 9:07 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host. I want to honor that this is a very strong full moon because of its connection to the planet Pluto, and I'll say more about that in a moment. So at the full moon, the sun and moon are opposite each other in the sky. The sun right now is in Libra, which is an energy that invites us to deep reciprocity, balance, aesthetic beauty, right relationship. The moon, the full moon, is in Aries, its opposite sign, which is about the deep, passionate ability to go for it as an individual. Aries has a courageous, impulsive, leader-of-the-pack energy. And they balance at the full moon. How do you need to be more in touch with your own individuality and at the same time staying connected to relationships and balance with other? Here's a couple of full moon in Aries led to gold reflection questions. Number one, where can you honestly balance your individual and relationship needs in honest ways? Number two, what areas of your life are calling for courage to express your uniqueness? Now, there's one big sub-theme of the Aries full moon, and I want to remind you that the planets are archetypal characters, and my forecast information helps you to track the archetypal energies within yourself. The planets are inner figures within you. It comes from the sense that we're all connected. There's no real separation from the external planets and us. And as the planets travel through the sky against the backdrop of the zodiac wheel, they mirror to us what's happening on a personal and collective level. A very key subcycle of this full moon is that the full moon squares the planet Pluto, which is now in Capricorn. Pluto is the transformer archetype and resonates with transformation via death-rebirth processes, power, and hidden depths. It is a so-called dwarf planet at the edge of our solar system. Whenever Pluto is involved, there is this call to deep excavation in the basements, quote-unquote. What's really going on? It's kind of like flip up what's underneath the rug. Go sort those boxes that you've hidden in the dark corner of your closet or your basements. And Pluto right now in Capricorn is a sign that has to do with structure, responsibility, and things like government structures and institution. We are in such a major, profound transformation of everything inside and out around structures and structural integrity. And this full moon being connected to Pluto really calls you to do your own inner restructuring work. Where are you not in right relationship with your own power? Because Pluto is about power. So here's some full moon square Pluto led to gold reflection questions. Where do you need to be honest about misuse of power in yourself or the world? Not to judge, but to be clear. Number two, what are the basement boxes in your life that are calling for transformation, asking you to roll up your sleeves and get in there and make deep systemic changes? And number three, where are you hiding from your own potency and agency? I ask this last question because Pluto, when it's involved in an archetypal journey with us, really gets us to say, get real, tell the truth, get on with it. And it's so important now because we're in such potent personal and collective threshold times. We all know this. Doesn't matter what country you live in the world. And this full moon square Pluto activates not only our personal changes, but our big collective changes. And I want to call your attention to a podcast I did a year ago on the key cycles of 2020, and at the time, the upcoming U.S. midterm elections. I invite you to go and listen to that podcast again. It's up on the website, and you're going to find it really helpful to understand both the collective deep systemic changes we're in right now, as well as your personal ones. So thank you. It is such a potent and personal collective threshold time. Thank you for courageously exploring what needs to deeply change in your own life so you can contribute to the necessary changes in the world. I want to finish with a poem from John O'Donohue. It's called For the Time of Necessary Decision. The mind of time is hard to read. We can never predict what it will bring, nor even from all that is already gone can we say what form it finally takes. For time gathers its moments secretly. Often we only know it's time to change when a force has built inside the heart that leaves us uneasy as we are. Perhaps the work we do has lost its soul, or the love where we once belonged calls nothing alive in us anymore. We drift through this gray, increasing nowhere until we stand before a threshold we know we have to cross to come alive once more. May we have the courage to take the step into the unknown that beckons us. Trust that a richer life awaits us there, that we will lose nothing but what has already died. Feel the deeper knowing in us, sure, of all that is about to be born beyond. The pale frames where we stayed confined, not realizing how such vacant endurance was bleaching our soul's desire. Trust that a richer life awaits us there, that we will lose nothing but what has already died. Feel the deeper knowing in us, sure of all that is about to be born beyond the pale frames where we stayed confined, not realizing how such vacant endurance was bleaching our soul's desires. Bless your alchemical journey.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Boulanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.